Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Center Stage. As you just heard, it's about all arts and entertainment. We don't care if it's theater, performances, comedy, artists that have their works in some of the museums, like Walker Art Center. I mean, really, we just love talking about the arts. And thank you so much to those of you who consistently support the arts here in the great state of Minnesota. All over Minnesota, people are giving to make sure that the arts continue to do what they are to do. It makes us think. It makes us angry. It makes us joyful. It's really quite remarkable what the arts are doing. And because of you and your continued support, we really are so grateful. There's a lot going on. We have some great interviews tonight, but we're going to start off with the number one critic over at, and I should say, oh, we still don't have Rohan yet? All right, we'll wait on that. By the way, if you're really curious about some of the shows that you're considering going to, whether it's at Chanhassen DT, which is Dinner Theater, you can just go to chanhassendt.com to get information about all of the tribute shows they're doing. They still have Footloose going. It's a lot. And then there's the Fireside Room that has so many other shows in it as well. There's a bar where they have music in there sometimes. So get out and go to theaters, whether it is the Ordway, and the big festival that I talked about last Sunday was all about the Flint Hills Festival, which is coming up this month. So there's a lot to look at. Just go to ordway.org and, you know, look around and see what else you haven't seen before. Because it's something that really changes us. It elevates us, the arts. I know it has done that for me, and I'm not done yet. I can't sit back and say, oh, I've had enough of the arts. Oh no, I'm a part of it. And I absolutely love it. Without it, who are we? Without it. So those of you that have been supporting us, please continue to support us. We are so grateful. Now, last Sunday, we were supposed to have Rohan Preston on, and we were not able to get him, and we're having a hard time getting him tonight. So we hope that we'll have him from the Star Tribune. He's the lead theater critic, and we hope to talk to him about that. Now, I know there are many people, Jonathan, who want to put on their masks when they go to large groups. You know, if you've got 500 or more people attending an event, a concert, a play, whatever, sometimes people get really uncomfortable with that. I was just at an event where about 80 people that were on the stage actually had their mask on and had their mask on at this event the entire time. Some people think that's ridiculous. You know, they go, oh, 80 people, that's way too much. But there are people, you know, groups of people, 500 or more, who do not wear their mask, or 1,000 people in a big outdoor thing. You know, should you not wear a mask because you're outdoors or not? You know, people are trying to figure this out because COVID is still here. It's still here. It has morphed into this Omicron, and we don't know what a lot of it is going to be about. But again, you start to learn that the arts are affected so quickly, mainly because we have to be in each other's company. You know, if you're going to do a show or do a concert, you know, a lot of people are pretty close together. So I hope people are not as fearful as they were. I think that we need to be educated on what is happening, because if you are fully vaccinated and double boosted, they say that if you got COVID, it won't be as bad as it would be if you didn't have the vaccines. So we are still encouraging people to please get your vaccine. Please get the vaccine. Just take a chance and say, okay, none of my friends have died since they took the COVID vaccine, so maybe I should start thinking about it. Please think about it. It's too important. If you want to keep the arts going, then take care of yourselves. Vaccinate. Get that done. Period. All right, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Jackson Buck, Director of Curatorial Arts at the Hook and Ladder. And they've got this reggae summer splash happening with Innocent, International Reggae All-Stars, Sokaholics. We got a lot to talk about with Jackson Buck. So do stay tuned. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. Yes, it is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. So glad that you are sticking and staying with us. My goodness, there's a lot going on in this town, that is for sure. I wanted to mention real quickly that Music Matters is happening for MacPhail. If you want more information, just go to their website. You know that MacPhail has really spread out and they're doing great things, but their Music Matters is coming up on May 11th. And you should look into it and see if there's some tickets still available. It's really quite remarkable. Well, my guest for this next 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes, Jackson Buck is joining us. He's Director of Curatorial Arts at the Hook and Ladder. That's amazing. Jackson, welcome to CCO.
Well, hi, Geraldine. It's great to be with you again. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you so much. And of course, now you guys like to call it the Hook, which I think is really cool. But I had to ask, Is it the Hook and Ladder, or do we have a new place called the Hook?
No, it is. It's still the Hook and Ladder Theater. It's just that's a little lengthy sometimes, and it's just like a catchy phrase, the Hook, you know, but still the Hook and Ladder Theater. We're entering our sixth year now. And we started a summer series last summer called Under the Canopy, you know, with all the COVID restrictions and stuff.
Right.
Venues, of course, were closed. So we decided to put a big tent out in our parking lot area. We had socially distanced pods that we were selling last year and keeping people safely distanced from one another. This year, the restrictions are a little loosened a little bit outside. And we're going to just have a whole series of shows this summer, something like about 75 shows outside.
And does it begin with May 28th?
Actually, it began on Friday nights. A friend of yours was probably there. Jimmy Jam was there with Cornbread Harris.
Yes, his father is what, 92? Is that what
95
I read?
95 now. 95.
95.
We've been celebrating Cornbread's birthday each year since we opened, so 90, 91, all the way up to 95. And this year, 2 days ago, Jimmy Jam came in. Of course, he just got awarded a slot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man. That's awesome.
Well, those two hadn't performed together since 1973. And frankly, they were estranged for many of those years, and they've sort of reconnected now. So we opened up Friday night with just a wonderful show, Cornbread Harris's 95th with Jimmy Jam.
That's amazing to be there with his son. You're absolutely right. They have been estranged and they have not, performed together. And this is really, really excited. It's almost like healing. So I'm so happy to hear about that. How did the people receive it?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Everyone was just mesmerized by it and singing along with it. Cornbread was leading some sing-along songs and Jimmy Jam was playing keyboards and, the love between the two of them was just amazing. And the audience just, it was a magical moment, Geraldine. Totally magical moment.
Yeah, I got a little chill just listening to you talk about it. That is remarkable. It's very healing. So Under the Canopy at the Hook and Ladder Theater, this is going to happen with a lot of music. And I'm just shocked at the price. You guys have really opened it up so that people could afford to come. Maybe some people would hear this $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Do I have that correct?
Well, it varies from show to show. Now, some of our bigger touring bands we are charging a little bit more for, but it depends on the show and, you know, what the agents are demanding dollar-wise that we pay them. You know how that works.
Right.
And but basically, we try to keep it as affordable as possible, and then we try to give as much money as possible to the performing artists. That's our reason for existing as a nonprofit performing arts center.
Wow, a nonprofit performing arts center. So you went out and got some bands that I've never heard of, and I'm very interested in hearing about them. Are there still tickets available? Can people still get to come to this?
Yeah, all of our shows pretty much have gone on sale the last couple of weeks, and they're available just at our website, thehookmpls.com. And all of our shows. None of them are sold out yet since they just went on sale, but they're starting to sell real quickly. You know, summer's here now, the good weather and everything. People are excited to get outside and hear some music.
Yeah, and not only just some music. You guys are offering premier Caribbean bands in the Midwest, so I think it's three of them. Tell us about all three.
Yeah, our Reggae Summer Splash taking place Saturday, May 28th. And last year, we had a couple of the bands. Last year, we had International Reggae All-Stars and Soulcaholics. And we thought, well, maybe this year, because that was so well-received, why don't we just make a whole party out of the whole evening? So it's Saturday, May 28th. We have Soulcaholics, which features members from Africa, the Caribbean, and the United States. Innocent, mm-hmm. Another local band. These are all regional bands. I'd say they're three of the premier Caribbean bands in the Midwest. Innocent, they're very, very nice. You'd really like them. Their lyrics are very thought-provoking, dedicated to international injustices and worldwide peace and such. Very, very cool. And then International Reggae All-Stars, we're going to have an after-party with them, and that features Linville Jackson, which is known as the Golden Voice. We have limitations outside. We are only allowed to be, we have a 10 o'clock curfew. So what we're doing is we're having Soulcaholics and Innocent outside starting at 7 o'clock, and then we're going into the main theater at 10 o'clock for the after party with the International Reggae All-Stars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are for real, for real. Okay, I got it.
We have fun. We know how to have fun.
It's something about reggae, first of all, that brings absolute joy. I don't know what it is, but that groove starts, man, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, bring me a drink. Let's get down. You know, it's that sort of thing. So I know y'all are going to have a great time. So now that you know for sure, May 28th, you've got the regional bands, reggae bands, Soulcaholics, Innocent, International All-Stars, and of course, it starts at 7 p.m., and then the after party starts at 10 p.m., because you go inside of the building, correct? Okay, so we got that clear. So this award-winning Under the Canopy series is what it says in your bio stuff at the Hook and Ladder Theater returns with its uniquely seasonal urban footprint to the Longfellow neighborhood of South Minneapolis in 2022. I have to tell you, Longfellow is really quite exceptional, that area. So I know people are going to come out from all these other communities as well. But what are the ages of those that can participate?
Well, it depends. Our shows at night, our music shows are 21 plus, although we do some underage shows as well at different times. And sometimes we allow underage people in with a parent or guardian as well. But basically, it's a 21 plus venue. Weekends, daytime, that kind of stuff, we can go underage. We do some younger hip hop shows and beat music and all kinds of cool stuff for all walks of the community are welcome at the Hook.
Okay, so you also offer some food options, right?
Well, we have food trucks that stop right outside and right out in front of our building. We'll have a food truck at all of our shows, and it'll vary from show to show. Different local food trucks will show up.
And I'm really excited about that. People are always looking for something unique and different and excellent, you know, very tasty. So I'm thrilled that you're doing that and that it's 20 plus and up. So there you go.
21, yeah.
21. I wrote down the wrong thing. 21 plus that can attend this. So let's talk about the Hook's code of conduct.
Okay. What do you want to know? We respect people.
I want to know. Yes.
We respect everybody, and we expect respect to be given to everybody, and we just share the love.
Okay, so if somebody is, if all of a sudden it turns into something that, you know, looks like Woodstock or something, are you prepared?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what the security is like, you know?
Well, we have a company called Security, who is handling our security. It's the second year working with them. It's an LGBTQ security company. And they're really nice, good people. They very rarely do we have any situations arise, but they know how to diffuse it, any potential bad situations. But frankly, our place is just so full of love and good times. It's all about the music. We really don't have any problems.
I just want to reiterate, Under the Canopy at the Hook and Ladder Theater. Of course, this is happening on Saturday, May 28th. These are regional bands, Innocent, and, of course, international all-stars that are well-known as well. So we encourage you to get there. The 10 o'clock curfew happens, and then everybody moves inside. But the event starts at 7 p.m. on the 28th. Do I have it right?
That's correct. And all of our shows, all of our summer shows, outdoor shows, start at 7 p.m., so the whole roster of 75 shows, as mentioned, available at thehookmpls.com. Have all kinds of cool people coming that you would like. Davina and the Vagabonds. We're going to have the Belfast Cowboys 20th anniversary party. We have a Super Americana Super Show with Elon Jewell out of Idaho with Molly Mayer. Local legend, Molly Mayer, Americana Queen. Got some bands coming up from New Orleans. The Iguanas are coming up. The New Orleans Suspects. Guy from the Stray Cats. People remember the Stray Cats. Lee Rocker of the Stray Cats will be coming along later in the year. And just too many to mention. I don't want to take up your whole hour.
Well, that's really exciting, man. You got a lot going on. Do you ever do R&B or any other genres? Yeah,
we do
tons of it.
We'll do any kind of genre. I mean, as long as there's an audience for it. We're so diverse in our musical presentations that I think there's something for everybody. If you look at our calendar, you'll find something for you.
All right, then, Jackson Buck, the director of curatorial arts. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You take care.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye. Well, coming up next is Kenneth Zimmerman, White Line Darko. White Line Darko. Can't wait to figure out what that name is about. We'll be back. My next guest is Kenneth Zimmerman of White Line Darko. And of course, I'm very curious about this title, White Line Darko. And they are releasing a new EP titled Turning Out. And they are joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Kenneth. How are you?
Hello, I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. You are the end-all be-all of White Line Darko. You are the lead guitarist. You do the vocals. You are a busy man. But there are four of you involved in this particular band, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell me how you guys got together and what the name means, White Line Darko.
Okay. So the band started a couple years ago when I had the original idea for the project. I had been in a couple of different bands prior and was just starting to get a little sick of being in projects with people that didn't want to commit, I guess, to writing music and growing as musicians, which is fine, but I was looking for something more. So I started White Line Darko. The name, I guess it's open to interpretation. When I came up with it, I was just in a rut of trying to figure out what a cool name would be, because naming a band is just a nightmare, trying to get something that's actually representative of what you're trying to do and, you know, sounds cool. And I just watched the movie Donnie Darko. Have you seen it before?
I have not.
Oh, highly recommend it. It came out in like the early 2000s, and I just really dug like the overall vibe of the film and like the messages behind it and whatnot. So I like the name Darko. I just thought, you know, that's a cool name. And then the White Line, if I'm being totally honest, I was driving on the road one day and thinking to myself, wow, I'm in the left side of this two lane right now, and if I just go over the line, I'll be in the other lane. A white line is just waiting to be crossed, you know. And then my brain, for some reason, was like, bada bing, bada boom, we'll just put these words together, and then White Line Darko, that was it. And so this was back in college a couple years ago, and through my time at college, I ended up meeting our now bassist, Matthew Nicolai, and our keyboardist, Nolan Jusila. I had known him from my hometown where I grew up, which is Duluth, Minnesota. And he moved down to the cities, and I was like, hey, you want to play keyboards in this band? And he was in. And then Our drummer, also from Duluth, and I got connected to him through my cousin. And so we've been playing together now for 3 years, I think, this lineup.
And this is your third release as a collaborative unit, and that's got to feel pretty good because at first it was only you.
Yeah, right.
You've come a long way, dude. So when you first started writing, can you say you look back on those writing days and then today, are you a totally different writer?
I would say I am a more developed writer. I'm able to flesh out ideas a lot quicker than I used to be. And I think I'm able to explore like themes that are a bit more mature, I guess. You know, as I grow older, it's just reflecting what I'm going through, I guess. And but the initial starting point is still the same, which is usually just like a random moment of inspiration. If I like sit down at the piano or guitar, I don't know, just comes out of nowhere most of the time.
So are these stories or songs that are stories about you and your experiences? Is it about life happening in the neighborhood? Is it about what you hope will happen in the future? Tell me what perspective you have for this album.
Well, the first song, Penthouse, is more of a story piece, and I wrote it with the keyboardist Nolan Jusula, and he had like the.
My next guest is Kenneth Zierman of White Line Darko. And of course, I'm very curious about this title, White Line Darko. And they are releasing a new EP titled Turning Out. And they are joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Kenneth. How are you?
Hello, I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. You are the end-all be-all of White Line Darko. You are the lead guitarist. You do the vocals. You are a busy man. But there are four of you involved in this particular band, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell me how you guys got together and what the name means, White Line Darko.
Okay. So the band started a couple years ago when I had the original idea for the project. I had been in a couple of different bands prior and was just starting to get a little sick of being in projects with people that didn't want to commit, I guess, to writing music and growing as musicians, which is fine, but I was looking for something more. So I started White Line Darko. The name, I guess it's open to interpretation. When I came up with it, I was just in a rut of trying to figure out what a cool name would be, because naming a band is just a nightmare, trying to get something that's actually representative of what you're trying to do and, you know, sounds cool. And I just watched the movie Donnie Darko. Have you seen it before?
I have not.
Oh, highly recommend it. It came out in, like, the early 2000s, and I just really dug, like, the overall vibe of the film and like the messages behind it and whatnot. So I like the name Darko. I just thought, you know, that's a cool name. And then the White Line, if I'm being totally honest, I was driving on the road one day and thinking to myself, wow, I'm in the left side of this two lane right now. And if I just go over the line, I'll be in the other lane. A white line is just waiting to be crossed. You know, And then my brain, for some reason, was like, bada bing, bada boom, we'll just put these words together, and then White Line Darko, that was it. And so this was back in college a couple years ago, and through my time at college, I ended up meeting our now bassist, Matthew Nicolai, and our keyboardist, Nolan Jusula. I had known him from my hometown where I grew up, which is Duluth, Minnesota, and he moved down to the cities, and I was like, hey, you want to play keyboards in this band? And he was in. And then our drummer, also from Duluth, and I got connected to him through my cousin. And so we've been playing together now for 3 years, I think, this lineup.
And this is your third release as a collaborative unit, and that's got to feel pretty good because at first it was only you.
Yeah, right.
You've come a long way, dude. So when you first started writing, can you say you look back on those writing days and then today, are you a totally different writer?
I would say I am a more developed writer. I'm able to flesh out ideas a lot quicker than I used to be. And I think I'm able to explore like themes that are a bit more mature, I guess, you know, as I grow older. It's just reflecting what I'm going through, I guess. And, but the initial starting point is still the same, which is, usually just like a random moment of inspiration. If I like sit down at the piano or guitar, I don't know, just comes out of nowhere most of the time.
So are these stories or songs that are stories about you and your experiences? Is it about life happening in the neighborhood? Is it about what you hope will happen in the future? Tell me what perspective you have for this album.
Well, the first song, Penthouse, is more of a story piece, and I wrote it with the keyboardist Nolan Jusula, and he had like the original riff idea, and the sound of it just brought to my mind like bands like Steely Dan and The Doors, kind of like some classic rock. And I don't know, I just started getting like this image of, you know, a character who's down on his luck and gets this chance to view the, you know, supposed elite like high life or something, you know, goes to the penthouse and has this crazy time or whatever. And then I don't know. So it's a whole like story arc of this. It's not really something I experienced firsthand. The second song, The Times, is definitely a more personal piece, I would say. And the lyrics, I think, reflect more what I'm going through. So it's a little mix of everything.
You know, here's the thing. Since COVID hit in 2020 for us, we're all looking for music that speaks to us, that says, hey, you understand me, right? Or you tell your story, because we're all a collection of stories. So you tell your story, I tell my story. And all of a sudden we find ourselves that we have something in common. And that's quite remarkable. So at this big double single release show that is happening on Friday, June 10th, I'm just curious to know, are you doing only the songs of this particular Turning Out album, or are you going to do some from the other two albums as well?
Yeah, it'll be a mix of everything. We'll for sure play these two new songs. They're just some of our favorite to play, so we would be remiss to go without doing them. And then I think we'll have some new tunes that are still in the works, haven't been released yet in any format, and then we'll do some older stuff as well.
So you're way ahead of yourself with this music thing, this writing. You're just constantly writing.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. That's so hard for so many people, man. And when you feel like you have failed, what do you do? How do you handle failure?
Personally, usually if I'm being honest, in the initial moment of failure, I usually get you know, maybe bummed out or like, dang it. I wish I didn't just fail. But, you know, I try not to dwell in any shortcomings too long and, you know, rather just analyze what happened and, you know, think about what I could maybe do differently moving forward, I guess. It sounds pretty basic, but it works.
That's smart, Kenneth. That is absolutely smart. All right. This is happening on June 10th on a Friday at, and it's called at Driftwood Char Bar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got that right. And who is Zippo Man? Tell me, who is he?
Oh, Zippo Man. They're good friends of ours. They're another local Minneapolis band, also a four-piece. And they also do their own original music. And we've played a handful of shows with them and just felt like they would be the perfect fit for this particular occasion.
Well, congratulations to you on your third release. You're writing the songs, you're playing in the band, you've got the band that you want, and this is all happening on June 10th at Driftwood Char Bar in Minneapolis with Zippo Man, and it starts at 9 p.m. The cover is $10. It's 18 plus. Again, the album is called Turning Out. It's a release show event, and all you have to do is go to their website or go to YouTube and look up this band, because I think you might find a whole lot about them. They are called White Line Darko, and that's spelled D-A-R-K-O. So if you want to go check out who they are, if you've never heard of them, go check them out and support and see how it all goes for you. I am excited that you have done this, Kenneth, and I hope you feel that you are making a difference when it comes to getting your stories out through your music.
I do. Thanks to you. Thank you so much for having me on, Geraldine. I appreciate it.
You take care of yourself, Kenneth.
Yeah, have a great night. You too.
You too. Huh, there you go. I still don't know what that means, but there you go. Coming up next is Ellen Stanley. You know her, you love her. Mother Banjo. And she's having a birthday brunch at Ice House coming up. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. It is now 9:46 here at WCCO. And I am excited to introduce to some, and many of you know her. Ellen Stanley is her name, but she goes by Mother Banjo, and she has had a birthday brunch at Ice House, and that is happening on May 15th. And we're going to talk about all that is going on with Ellen Stanley. Mother Banjo, how you be?
I'm good. How are you, Geraldine?
I am doing great. My goodness, you, that song I was listening to was very cool, by the way. You were
Thank
just
you.
On the Island of Discarded Women Mother's Day show tonight, and I am so excited about that. Did you perform?
No, actually, I wasn't on the show tonight. I was helping getting the word out about that tonight, I wasn't on the show, although a lot of my favorite people were on the show, so... I wasn't able to do that because I was busy with my own Mother's Day plans. I can't remember the last time we chatted. It's been a while, but I feel like certainly since the release of that album that you were just playing, which was my most recent, I actually became an honest Mother Banjo. I actually had a kid 3 years ago. And so I was busy with family stuff, being mama.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I was really excited for Mother's Day, and we decided to have it here at my mom's house. And I initially thought, oh, my gosh, do we need to put on masks? Because my mother has compromised systems, you know. And I was worried about it at first. And then, you know, I said, Mom will make the decision. If she puts on that mask, because she knows when she feels uncomfortable, she can put mm-hmm. on that mask, and it's not required for the rest of us to do it. So that was just incredible. We had such a great time today, and not worrying about it. If she wants to wear a mask, then we're going to all put on a mask. And so that's just how it works around here. So yeah, the bottom line is we have a chance to keep performing, and you're doing this big mm-hmm. birthday brunch show at Ice House on May 15th. Tell me why you chose Ice House. I'm curious about that.
Well, I love Ice House, and I wanted to do, again, being a mom now and just, as you know, as we get older, we like the daytime shows more than the evening ones. And, I just knew more of like my friends and family and stuff, would come out for a brunch show. And there's a lot of great venues in the Twin Cities for brunch shows, especially if you play kind of folk and Americana music as I do. Ice House is one of my favorites. It's just a really sweet vibe. The food is fantastic. And it's just a nice, reasonable hours, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you don't have to get up crazy early, and you can reserve a table if you want. And, or you can just stop on by, and it's relaxed and chill. And the sound is always great. And so I've played there quite a bit over the years, and I'm excited to be back there and celebrating my birthday, because believe it or not, I was actually born on Mother's Day. But it doesn't fall, of course, every year. I was born on May 13th, but this year, the Sunday closer to my birthday was actually May 15th. So we decided to do it on that date. But so I've been joking that instead of, you know, today was to celebrate Mother's Day, next week is to celebrate Mother Banjo's Day.
Right. I love that. So how are your children? How do they look at you when you're performing? Do they ever get to go to the performances that you do?
Well, I only have one, and he's three, and so he's definitely seen me play, but he hears me probably play more at home than at the gigs. But this is one where, well, I think it might be overlapping with nap time, so if he makes it out to the show, it'll be on the early end for sure. No, he loves music. My husband's a musician, too, and so he hears a lot of music around the house. And, of course, these days, mainly he likes, you know, banging on things, so whether that's keyboards or the drums. Or whatever. Yeah. It's banging. It's always banging in our house. But he really loves it. The funny thing is, my husband, Ben Cookfeltz, is a great keyboard player, and he'll be playing the keyboard. And then Stan will be like, I'm going to get on my keyboard. He has like this little teeny, you know, kid piano that's very plinky, and he'll get on it and start banging away. But then he'll look at Ben like, are you hearing what I'm doing? I'm jamming with you.
Really
understand how it works, but he like has seen us, so he kind of is like, oh, I'm supposed to like look at them and pay attention, even though of course he's not really like listening. He's doing his own thing, but as he should at three.
Absolutely. So here you are, a mother performing and not letting go at all. I don't blame you. I'm the same way. I just don't want to let go of the music. I keep telling myself, who's going to tell me when I'm done? Because I don't think I will ever tell myself I'm done, right? So
yeah.
My sister Javita volunteered and went, don't worry, I'll tell you. So there you go. But you know, when we have children, it changes how we think about mm-hmm. the world. It changes the type of lyrics that we write. And mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, mm-hmm. do you ever look back on those lyrics, on the albums that you've recorded and you think about, where was I? Does it tell the story of you? Or does it say, yeah, I was pretty cool, but now I'm a mom and that's even cooler. So tell me about that process for you.
I definitely think all of my songs, even though some of them are, you know, are either, you know, third person or story songs that aren't necessarily autobiographical, I do feel like every album, I feel like every song has a bit of me in it, even if it's not like literally autobiographical. I feel like I can kind of tell what I was going through at the time when I hear those songs. And certainly as albums, I think you can sort of tell where I was in my life, like what was going on. And my most recent album, Eyes in the Sky, was released right before I became a mom, but I was thinking about a lot of home things. It was the first one I'd released since I'd gotten married, and sort of my homing instincts were kicking in a bit, and but being worried about the world, which was that song you played, Eyes on the Sky, sort of that kind of nervousness that comes with that, the anxiety that can go with, you know, like committing yourself to other people and bringing new life into the world and thinking, I don't know, should I be doing this? This is a tenuous time. And so those were kinds of some of the feelings that went into that record. And I think the songs I'm writing now, since having my son, and also, I mean, even during the pandemic, I have a very different perspective, you know, certainly because I'm focused more at home. And part of that is having a kid, but some of it is also just, we spent so much time at home and being separated from family and thinking what all of that means and does to us, certainly is informing the new songs that I'm writing right now.
You know, we are, as human beings, are meant to be with each other. We are meant mm-hmm. to, you know, celebrate, get to know one another. This is how we are built. And so to be mm-hmm. inside, you know, there are so many people, like I have a daughter who is an introvert and my son is absolute opposite. But they love each other, you know, and my daughter's husband, same thing. It was amazing to watch all of that come to fruition as to whether or not they, you know, need to change the way they see how this COVID works in their home and outside of their home. And I have to tell you, those were things I was thinking about. It's like, man, I would come up with lyrics in my head, and I am not a writer. I am not. Mm-hmm. And I started coming up with lyrics in my head, just learning about how they, and with three children, small children, how they are dealing with all of that. Do you look at your mm-hmm. three-year-old and say, oh, I got to write this song about how he's dealing with what's going on, even though he may not know what it is? I'm sure he can sense it in some way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things, and some of it, it's, of course, it's hard to tell because he's so young. It's hard to tell how much of it is just his personality and how much is informed by the world he's growing up in right now. But I know he really likes order. You know what I mean? He likes lining things up in a row and knowing where things go. And one of the things we observed when we were first having to, you know, bring him out and where he had to wear a mask, like going to the pediatrician's office or something. And we were all masked. And so, and we were like, oh, we hope he keeps on the mask and stuff. And he has no problem doing that because he sees us do it. He sees other people do it. And he's like, that's what I do. And again, he likes order. And yet if one of us didn't have a mask on when he did, he would be like, mask on, mask on. Like,
oh, wow. Like, that's that, amazing.
But he was anxious about it. And he was like, you need to, but he doesn't know why. He just knows that's what you're supposed to do. And so that's really interesting to observe. And it, yeah, so I think that's also a good reminder that, you know, if a three-year-old can do this, we can probably do this too when we need to.
is there a song coming forward? Is there a song coming forward from your heart called Why?
Maybe not, but hopefully, yeah. Well, why? I think that's the impetus for most of my songs. Why? I mean, the question is what? Why? What? Right? You know,
right.
Why can't we get along? Why? You know, why can't I be a better person? Why can't I, I don't know, get my life together? Those are all things that enter into all kinds of songs. But yeah, I definitely think you're going to, the next album, which I probably won't be till next year, but I think there's going to be a lot more songs like that, but certainly a lot more like home and also just sort of digging a little deeper because, you know, we've had a lot of time to think about things these past couple of years. For better or worse.
That is for sure. Ellen Stanley, lovingly known as Mother Banjo, her birthday brunch at Ice House is happening on May 15th. And guess what? Anybody can come. Am I correct?
That is right. And no presents required. Just come, you know, just come and have a good time. We're going to have, you know, you can have your little Bloody Mary or your eggs and just, yeah, bring your kids. It'll be a really fun time. I'm just excited. And I'm bringing my guitar player, Dan Gorder, who I've played with for over 15 years. He's been the longest person I've been playing with, the longest in the Twin Cities. He's amazing. He's played it with a million bands, Trailer Trash, Real Family Singers, and others. And he's been my collaborator. And so I'm really excited he'll be joining me because, again, we've been making music together for so long. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm so happy to talk to you. It's great to hear your voice and have a blast on May 15th. I wish you well.
I will.
I really wish you well. Take care of yourself, Ellen.
You too. Thanks, Sherilyn.
Thank you. All right, as we wrap up this, I am so excited to let you know that the Mom and Michael Hour is happening in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. It is now 9:46 here at WCCO. And I am excited to introduce to some, and many of you know her. Ellen Stanley is her name, but she goes by Mother Banjo, and she has had a birthday brunch at the, is having a birthday brunch at Ice House, and that is happening on May 15th. And we're going to talk about all that is going on with Ellen Stanley. Mother Banjo, how you be?
I'm good. How are you, Gerlyn?
I am doing great. My goodness, you, that song I was listening to was very cool, by the way.
Thank you. You were just on
the Island of Discarded Women Mother's Day show tonight, and I am so excited about that. Did you perform?
No, actually, I wasn't on the show tonight. I was helping getting the word out about that tonight, but I wasn't on the show, although a lot of my favorite people were on the show, so... I wasn't able to do that because I was busy with my own Mother's Day plans. I can't remember the last time we chatted. It's been a while, but I feel like, certainly since the release of that album that you were just playing, which was my most recent, I actually became an honest mother banjo. I actually had a kid 3 years ago. And so I was busy with family stuff, being mama.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I was really excited for Mother's Day, and we decided to have it here at my mom's house. And I initially thought, oh, my gosh, do we need to put on masks? Because my mother has compromised systems, you know. And I was worried about it at first. And then, you know, I said, Mom will make the decision. If she puts on that mask, because she knows when she feels uncomfortable, she can put on that mask, and it's not required for the rest of us to do it. So that was just incredible. We had such a great time today, and not worrying about it. If she wants to wear a mask, then we're going to all put on a mask. And so that's just how it works around here. So yeah, the bottom line is, we have a chance to keep performing, and you're doing this big birthday brunch show at Ice House on May 15th. Tell me why you chose Ice House. I'm curious about that.
Well, I love Ice House, and I wanted to do, again, being a mom now and, with, and just as, you know, as we get older, we like the daytime shows more than the evening ones. And I just knew more of, like, my friends and family and stuff would come out for a brunch show. And there's a lot of great venues in the Twin Cities for brunch shows, especially if you play kind of folk and Americana music as I do. But Ice House is one of my favorites. It's just a really sweet vibe. The food is fantastic. And, it's just a nice, reasonable hours, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., so you don't have to get up crazy early. And you can reserve a table if you want. And or you can just stop on by, and it's relaxed and chill, and the sound is always great. And so I've played there quite a bit over the years, and I'm excited to be back there and celebrating my birthday, because believe it or not, I was actually born on Mother's Day. But it doesn't fall, of course, every year. I was born on May 13th, but this year, the Sunday closer to my birthday was actually May 15th. So we decided to do it on that date. But so I've been joking that instead of, you know, today was to celebrate Mother's Day, next week is to celebrate Mother Banjo's Day.
Right. I love that. So how are your children? How do they look at you when you're performing? Do they ever get to go to the performances that you do?
Well, I only have one, and he's 3, and so he's definitely seen me play, but he hears me probably play more at home than at the gigs. But this is one where, I think it might be overlapping with nap time, so if he makes it out to the show, it'll be on the early end for sure. He loves music. My husband's a musician, too, and so he hears a lot of music around the house. And, of course, these days, mainly he likes, you know, banging on things, so whether that's keyboards or the drums. Or whatever. Yeah. It's banging. It's always banging in our house. But he really loves it. The funny thing is, my husband, Ben Cookfeltz, is a great keyboard player, and he'll be playing the keyboard. And then Stan will be like, I'm going to get on my keyboard. He's like this little teeny, you know, kid piano that's very plinky, and he'll get on it and start banging away. But then he'll look at Ben like, are you hearing what I'm doing? I'm jamming with you.
Really
understand how it works, but he like has seen us, so he kind of is like, oh, I'm supposed to like look at them and pay attention, even though of course he's not really like listening. He's doing his own thing, but as he should at 3.
Absolutely. So here you are, a mother, performing and not letting go at all. I don't blame you. I'm the same way. I just don't want to let go of the music. I keep telling myself, who's going to tell me when I'm done? Because I don't think I will ever tell myself I'm done, right? So my sister Javita volunteered and went, don't worry, I'll tell you. So there you go. But you know, when we have children, it changes how we think about the world. It changes the type of lyrics that we write. And I'm just wondering, do you ever look back on those lyrics, on the albums that you've recorded, and you think about, where was I? Does it tell the story of you? Or does it say, I was pretty cool, but now I'm a mom, and that's even cooler. So tell me about that process for you.
I definitely think all of my songs, even though some of them are, you know, are either, you know, third person or story songs that aren't necessarily autobiographical, I do feel like every album, I feel like every song has a bit of me in it, even if it's not like literally autobiographical. I feel like I can kind of tell what I was going through at the time when I hear those songs. And certainly as albums, I think you can sort of tell where I was in my life, like what was going on. And my most recent album, Eyes in the Sky, was released right before I became a mom, but I was thinking about a lot of home things. It was the first one I'd released since I'd gotten married, and sort of my homing instincts were kicking in a bit, and but being worried about the world, which was that song you played, Eyes on the Sky, sort of that kind of nervousness that comes with that, the anxiety that can go with, you know, like committing yourself to other people and bringing new life into the world and thinking, I don't know, should I be doing this? This is a tenuous time. And right. So those were kinds of some of the feelings that went into that record. And I think the songs I'm writing now, since having my son, and also, I mean, even during the pandemic, I have a very different perspective, you know, certainly, because I'm focused more at home. And part of that is having a kid, but some of it is also just, we spent so much time at home and being separated from family and thinking what all of that means and does to us, certainly is informing the new songs that I'm writing right now.
You know, we are, as human beings, are meant to be with each other. We are meant mm-hmm. to, you know, celebrate, get to know one another. This is how we are built. And so to be mm-hmm. inside, you know, there are so many people, like I have a daughter who is an introvert and my son is absolute opposite. but they love each other, you know, and my daughter's husband, yeah. same thing. It was amazing to watch all of that, come to fruition as to whether or not they, you know, need to change the way they see how this COVID works in their home and outside of their home. And I have to mm-hmm. tell you, those were things I was thinking about. It's like, man, I would come up with lyrics in my head, and I am not a writer. I am not. Mm-hmm. And I started coming up with lyrics in my head, just learning about how they, and with three children, small children, how they are dealing with all of that. Do you look at your mm-hmm. three-year-old and say, oh, I got to write this song about how he's dealing with what's going on, even though he may not know what it is? I'm sure he can sense yeah. it in some way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things, and some of it, of course, it's hard to tell because he's so young. It's hard to tell how much of it's just his personality and how much is informed by the world he's growing up in right now. But I know he really likes order. You know what I mean? He likes lining things up in a row and knowing where things go. And one of the things we observed when we were first having to, you know, bring him out, and where he had to wear a mask, like going to the pediatrician's office or something, and we were all masked. And so, and we were like, oh, we hope he keeps on the mask and stuff. And he has no problem doing that because he sees us do it. He sees other people do it, and he's like, that's what I do. And again, he likes order. And yet if one of us didn't have a mask on when he did, he would be like, mask on, mask on.
Oh, wow. Like, that's amazing.
But he was anxious about it, and he was like, you need to, but he doesn't know why. He just knows mm-hmm. that's what you're supposed to do. And so, that's really interesting to observe. And it, yeah. So I think that's also a good reminder that, you know, if a three-year-old can do this, we can probably do this too when we need to.
is there a song coming forward? Is there a song coming forward from your heart called Why?
Maybe not about, hopefully. Yeah. Well, why? I think that's the impetus for most of my songs. Why? I mean, the question is what, right? You know, right. Why can't we get along? Why, you know, why can't I be a better person? Why can't I don't know, get my life together? Those are all things that enter into all kinds of songs. But yeah, I definitely think you're going to, the next album, which I probably won't be till next year, but I think there's going to be a lot more songs like that, but certainly a lot more like home, and also just sort of digging a little deeper, because, you know, we've had a lot of time to think about things these past couple of years. For better
that
or worse.
That is for sure. Yeah. That is for sure. Ellen Stanley, lovingly known as Mother Banjo, her birthday brunch at Ice House is happening on May 15th. And guess what? Anybody can come. Am I correct?
That is right. And no presents required. Just come, you know, just come and have a good time. We're going to have, you know, you can have your little Bloody Mary or your eggs and just, yeah, bring your kids. It'll be a really fun time. I'm just excited. And I'm bringing my guitar player, Dan Gorder, who I've played with for over 15 years. He's been the longest person I've been playing with, the longest in the Twin Cities. He's amazing. He's played it with a million bands, Trailer Trash, Real Family Singers, and others. And he's been my collaborator. And so I'm really excited he'll be joining me because, again, we've been making music together for so long. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm so happy to talk to you. It's great to hear your voice, and have a blast on May 15th. I wish you well.
I will.
Really wish you well. You take care of yourself, Ellen.
You too. Thanks, Sherilyn.
Thank you. All right, as we wrap up this, I am so excited to let you know that the Mom and Michael Hour is happening in just a few minutes. So stay tuned.